Paying for the war is only one of the concerns lawmakers have about Iraq. More Americans have died this month in the military operation in Iraq than in any previous month of the war. That and the looming date for transferring political power to the Iraqis have produced a series of hearings on Capitol Hill, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
No matter what other business comes before Congress these days, Iraq is the headline. Even in committee hearings on totally unrelated subjects, Iraq is never far from people's minds, so much so that when Secretary of State Colin Powell and Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge showed up to testify about a new kind of passport, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Republican James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, had to beg the other congressman not to ask about anything else.
They haven't come prepared to answer questions on everything else that is in their respective portfolios, and I would ask the members of the committee to respect that and to try to be on target.
There are plenty of hearings where Iraq is the official topic, and where lawmakers are relaying what they hear from angry constituents who have family members fighting in Iraq. In the House Armed Services Committee, lawmakers questioned Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Myers about the military situation. Wolfowitz gave fairly upbeat testimony, saying the U.S. forces are getting more help from new Iraqi trainees all the time, and that the U.S. is making progress.
Let's be clear, no one is saying that we can leave Iraq in July or leave Iraq next July. We will keep the forces that we need to have. We will bring them down only when we can. But the Iraqis want their country back eventually, and they're going to have to fight for it.
California's Loretta Sanchez expressed to Wolfowitz the sentiment of many Democrats.
I don't think you're reading it right out there. I mean, they're deserting. They're not fighting side by side with our guys. My Marines are going street by street in Fallujah, and they're dying over that.
Wolfowitz said Fallujah is unquestionably the hardest fight of the war right now, but he called it an organized pocket of resistance, a small fraction of the country. Over in the Senate, Indiana Republican Richard Lugar continued to chair hearings in his Foreign Relations Committee. Lugar wants to know how prepared the U.S. and Iraq are for the coming transfer of political power.
The issue before us is on June 30. Something is going to transfer. Now, it's being described as sovereignty to people who are unknown. Now, just basically, I've been trying to ask the question, who are the people? Who are even conceivably the people?
And in yet another hearing room yesterday, a House Government Reform Subcommittee heard sometimes dramatic testimony about the United Nations Oil for Food program that operated in Iraq during Saddam Hussein's last years in power. An advisor to the Iraqi Governing Council, Claude Hanks Drielsma, told lawmakers he's seen hard evidence of fraud and corruption in that program, and that the outcome of an investigation could damage the credibility of the entire UN.
I actually believe that the eventual report will produce something, you know, of a magnitude that most of us haven't even begun to understand, and it will be very serious.
The tide of Iraq interest continues today as several mid-level Bush administration officials have agreed to testify before Lugar's Foreign Relations Committee about the June 30th transition. And National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will give an update on the situation in Iraq in closed-door briefings for Republican members only. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.